sometimes I fear that some story somebody tells me is going to impact the story of my own life. And if I haven't already done my own healing work, it could get triggered in myself. As a mental health professional, I'm sure you've had lots of years of training to recognize your own story and how it impacts your emotional body, and how then you as a listener might get triggered by someone else's story. And how do I help them carry their story and not get mine interwoven in a way where I can't even tell who's who anymore?
What you just described is something we call counter transference. Transference is where the individual that's telling their story has some feelings about you as their counselor. Countertransference is where you as the counselor then feel those feelings too, or you get triggered in some way. And that happens. It's pretty advanced counseling skill to use that as part of the counseling itself. But for our purposes here, what I would say is just acknowledge it internally. So it's okay to recognize that as you're talking, that I'm being triggered right now. But to some degree, compartmentalize that. If you're taking notes, it might be something where you just jot down a note that you were triggered about this thing. And then like literally on your page, you box it off, like you put it in a box. Okay, I'm going to box this up for now because it's not appropriate in this room right now. We're focused on the other person, but I'm going to come back to it later. And it's important that you do come back to it later, because when you've been triggered, you do have to do something with that. Otherwise, it'll get bigger. So you can do something like that, or you can simply acknowledge to the other person, like, wow, as I'm listening to your story, I'm noticing that I'm feeling some of my own stuff come up. You just use it to ask them how they're doing. Like, I imagine that it must be difficult for you to talk about this. Are you feeling okay right now? Do you need a break? So that's a good time to acknowledge the gravity of what they're saying, because you're feeling the gravity of it. Those kinds of questions, just to check in with them, because when you're feeling it, they probably are too.